Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate Finance Committee is meeting right now to consider the confirmation of Robert F. Kennedy be the next health secretary. Later today, the Intelligence Committee will meet to discuss the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. Job openings fell in December to 7.5 million. There were 8.2 million openings in November, according to the Labor Department. Tariffs went into effect overnight against Chinese-made goods coming into the country, 10%. Could Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency be eyeing closing another federal agency besides USAID?
President Trump finalizing plans to gut the Department of Education. Sources tell ABC News the president now weighing an executive order to direct his education secretary to submit a proposal to dismantle the agency and call on Congress to eliminate it, fulfilling a campaign promise.
ABC's Rachel Scott, USAID provides billions in health care, food, and education supplies to developing countries. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an active Amber Alert across Wisconsin right now. Authorities are looking for 16-year-old Sophia Franklin. She was last seen at her home in Beaver Dam on Sunday night. She's 3 months pregnant. Authorities believe she's with the adult man who got her pregnant. He's 40-year-old Gary Day. The age of consent in Wisconsin is 18. There's a no-contact order against Day, barring him from talking to Sophia, but he was last seen at her home Monday morning. Police believe the two of them are in a black 2014 Buick LaCrosse with Arkansas plates BBR20L. They think he's heading south with her. Sophia is 5'9", 186 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Day is 5'7", 165 pounds, with blonde hair and green eyes. We have photos of both of them on our website. You can head to WMDXradio.com. We've also got those photos on our Civic Media Instagram account. Anyone with information on the two of them is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. And Wisconsin department store Kohl's is cutting jobs at corporate headquarters. The Menominee Falls-based retailer announced they're laying off 10% of that workforce. The company says it's trying to improve efficiency and achieve long-term profitability. About 4,000 people work in the corporate office, so about 400 positions will be eliminated. Meanwhile, after over a century, Master Lock's run in Milwaukee is coming to an end. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A parent company, Fortune Brands Innovation, plans to close the Oak Creek office. They'll consolidate operations at a new headquarters in Deerfield, Illinois. 120 employees will be impacted by the move. The consolidation is scheduled to take place between July and September. It comes less than a year after the closure of Master Lock's Milwaukee plant.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Remember, you can get all the news you need at WMDXradio.com. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will gradually increase this afternoon with a high today right around 23. Tonight, cloudy with a low dropping to around 16. And then tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon rain, snow, and freezing rain. Our high tomorrow right around 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals in need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Greg Bach is back from a couple of days off. We will kick around the latest Wisconsin news and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I am tired of the white tears. Listen, if you are competent, you are not concerned. When I walk into Congress every single day, you know why I don't feel a way and why you can't make me doubt who I am? It's because I know that I had to work 10 times as hard as they did just to get into the seat. When you look and you compare me to Marjorie Taylor Greene or me to Lauren Boebert, there is no comparison. And that is the life that we have always lived. So the only people that are crying are the mediocre white boys that have been beaten out by people that historically have had to work so much harder.
Wow. Amen. Go on, Jasmine Crocker.
I'm definitely going to say that the mandate wasn't there at all. The numbers are really small, kind of like his crowds. So I'm not going to say that there was a mandate.
Go on, Jasmine Crocker. Right into my veins.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of DEI hires, our favorite LA Times DEI hire ever, fine American. Our favorite LA Times writer for 11 billion years, Robin M. Carrion.
Yeah.
Hi there.
You know, Charlie Pierce just said you're also always been one of his favorite writers. So you got mad props.
I can't even believe that. I'm in shock. I'm in awe of that guy. He's fabulous.
Well, Chris and I were saying we used to do a radio show at the same radio station together 11 billion years ago.
So long ago, and it's amazing how we even look younger now.
And then, can you tell your weird dream that you just told me about you had last night?
I had a dream that I was a guest on your show, and we went to the old studio, and I started having a coughing fit right when you asked me a question, and there was no cough button. So they muted my mic and forgot to turn it back on. He never said anything, and you did all the talking. I wonder what that
means. Well, I think it's a dream about, fascism and the silencing of critics, Robin Carrion, because you are okay. So, obviously, when we talked about having you on, I was like, I'm not going to get her fired, am I? Because... A lot is going on. Our friend Harry Lipman, as you know, I just gave up his LA Times opinion column in protest. Our friend Jennifer Rubin did the same at Washington Post. So, Robin, there's a lot going on right now in journalism and also specifically at the LA Times. And you said you're okay to talk about all of it. You, I believe, zero Fs. Was that the number of Fs you have left to give?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't, I think we need to be honest and transparent about what's happened with all the papers. I don't see how readers are served by obfuscating or lying about what's going on. Mm-hmm. We have an owner who has decided to, under the guise of bringing balance to the opinion pages, has essentially squelched more liberal voices and more liberal takes on issues. Okay, he has the right to. However, how he's going about it, and I think the reasons he's given for it are slightly disingenuous, and I think what you've got is a medical tech billionaire, brilliant man, who is sort of following suit with the other billionaires, the Jeff Bezoses, the Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah,
who curry favor with the administration.
You know, so Oliver Darcy just posted, the mood is bad inside the Patrick Soon, I don't know how to pronounce his name, sorry. Right. Owned Los Angeles Times after buyout offers were sent to staffers. But it's been so bad for so long, it's hard to say if it's any worse. One source told me this is a deeply demoralized newsroom, especially after the fires. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, the newsroom worked its heart out on the fires. We have done exceptional coverage of both of the fires. It's really remarkable the work that my colleagues have done. And you know, they're brave, especially the photojournalists who rush into the, you know, into the blazes to get the most amazing photographs. And at the same time, we have an owner who basically has told us that we live in an echo chamber, we're in a bubble. He's, you know, at one point he said, ours is one of the papers that's doing really great wildfire coverage. It's like, no, we are the best paper doing wildfire coverage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the opinion section, he is trying to bring what he calls balance,
yeah,
which means more conservative voices, which is fine. We'd all be fine with that. But in doing so, he has, for example, ordered that the three liberal columnists, me, Jackie Calms in Washington, and Elsie Granderson, mm-hmm, who happens to be a gay African-American man, we have always written twice a week. He's asked us to now just write once a week.
Wow. Well, I'm looking for, yeah. There's so many things. There was a tweet yesterday of somebody that they said they wrote an op-ed on RFK Jr., because obviously he just passed committee today, and it was totally anti him, but the headline was skewed, and it was skewed to look like it was...
That's caused a huge brouhaha at the paper. It's a guy named Eric Reinhardt, I believe, who wrote a column about what the public health care policy could look like if done correctly, and he basically said that RFK is taking a wrecking ball to the system that it's going to make it worse. And the opinion piece was edited to make it seem as if he was more favorable to RFK. Oh. And the headline also made it seem like he was favorable. And when our owner tweeted out the column approvingly, the author of the piece pretty much went ballistic and said, that's not what I meant. It's not what I said. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And we've so far not gotten a good response. Mm. We don't know.
Robin, I guess I'm sort of astounded. Why are so many people bending the knee? I mean, we were just talking about this whole ridiculous tariff thing where he caved again, you know, to Mexico and Canada. Like, why are so many people bending the knee, obeying in advance to this ridiculous, bloviating idiot that just keeps...
Well, because of money, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Because all the billionaires that we've just talked about have government contracts. In the case of my owner, he's a biotech inventor. He's working on vaccines and cancer drugs, and he has many patents pending in front of the FDA. And guess who's going to be in charge of the FDA if RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. is confirmed as Health and Human Services Secretary? It's going to be Kennedy. So, you know, to me, it's like pretty obvious what's going on, despite the protestations. Billionaires operate in their own best financial interests, and the LA Times is not a source of profit, as we know.
Yeah.
And so I think anything that serves a billionaire's economic interest is probably going to win out. And
I was happy to see at least they covered this ridiculous Trump water thing. Trump apparently directed, I'm reading from, you know, the LA Times actually did tweet about it, but Trump apparently directed the Army Corps of Engineers to meddle in local water policy and angered a whole bunch of farmers, likely his supporters, all to try to win a political point. The water appears to be directed to recently flooded farmlands. I mean,
And there won't be enough water in the dry months.
Right.
Because, you know, in California, we live in a manufactured water environment. We're not like farmers in the Midwest who rely on rain for their crops. Like, we don't look at, you know, the farmer's almanac to see what the weather is going to be like, because we know it's going to be dry in the summer. And that's why we have these big water projects that hoard water during the wet months.
Yes.
It's available in the dry months. And when and anybody who dips into California water policy without knowing what they're talking about always looks like a flaming
well,
idiot.
It's, yes. Speaking of flaming idiots, I mean, all the lies Trump told during the fires, I mean, you know, which made everything exponentially worse out here. And now this, I mean, I'm glad at least, you know, this is, I guess, Politico. Some headlines are, Trump says he opened California's water. Local officials say he nearly flooded them. I mean, we've got to have some objective truths. Right. They write Trump declared victory. This is what it's going to be over and over, even though he caved and got the exact same deal on for that from Canada and Mexico that Biden already had on his long running water war with California, boasting he sent billions of gallons south. But local officials say they narrowly prevented him from possibly flooding farms. This is why local journalism is so important. Today, 1.6 gallons, and in 3 days, it'll be 5.2 gallons. This is from Trump. Everybody should be happy about this long fought victory. I only wish they listened to me 6 years ago. There would have been no fire. Can you explain how profoundly stupid that statement is?
I don't know if even I can explain how profoundly stupid that is. The idea that a hurricane wind whipped wildfire that came through densely built residential areas could have somehow been prevented by sweeping the forests, which I think is what he is referring to when he says if they had listened to me 6 years ago, is preposterous.
Yeah.
Is it
3%?
I run out of adjectives.
Is it 3%, Robin, of the forest lands even here that are, you know, California? They're mostly federal lands. So, you know, hand him a rake next time he's here. Like, you go first, you know. local officials had to talk the Army Corps of Engineers down after it abruptly alerted them Thursday afternoon it was about to increase water flows from two reservoirs to maximum capacity. Before the Corps ratcheted down its plan, local authorities scrambled to move equipment and warn farms about possible flooding. One engineer said, I've been here 25 years. I've never been given notice that quick. It was alarming and scary. It's going to be 4 years of petty vindictiveness because he hates California, for instance, right?
It's going to be alarming and scary. That is a perfect way to put it, because he has the power to do these things. I mean, you see what's happening in Washington now with USAID and the Department of Education. It's, you know, I can only hope that people will take a look at what's going on and say, wait a minute, I was voting for the price of eggs to come down, which, by the way, I was just at Gelson's.
Yeah.
Eggs were $10 a dozen.
Yeah.
They are cheaper at Trader Joe's, I admit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think all the things that he promised that really sort of appealed to people's base natures, he's doing that stuff, and it's not going to make life easier for them.
Yeah. Yeah. because you're an angry feminist, had another great piece. If you're not angry, you're not paying attention.
Right.
but you just, because there's so much going on at once, hard for anybody, including journalists, I'm sure, to focus. But you just said no one polices bodies the way we police women's bodies. While we've been distracted by wildfire tragedies, the dizzying stream of Project 2025 inspired directives flowing from the Oval Office, we can't forget the Republican-led war on women's reproductive rights shows no signs of waning. In fact, it's heating up again. And you just go through a bunch of terrifying handmaid tale stories in state after state.
Just this week, a doctor in New York was charged with providing abortion pills to somebody in, I want to say, Alabama.
Yeah.
And Kathy Hochul, the New York governor, said, listen, this is, nobody's going to go to prison on my watch. No doctor in New York State. This is what's happening. I mean, the idea that, you know, abortion should be left up to the states. This is how the states are going to handle it. They're going to try to charge doctors in places where abortion is legal. They are trying to, you know, create a nation where women are forced to give birth, whether they are 12 years old, whether they have fetuses whose conditions are incompatible with life. It doesn't matter. It's about controlling women's bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's, you know, what is, you know, I think it was Ezra Klein just wrote a piece about Steve Bannon, the flood the zone. This is what they're doing to keep people like you, you don't know what to cover. And then, like, you know, Musk takes over the Treasury while we're all like, you know.
Interesting. Shock and awe is definitely happening, but you know, all these things are being covered. I don't think there are anything that's being done in secret, or things that are being done in secret eventually come out into the public, and The reporters who are covering this are doing a great job. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, we can cover wildfires and we can cover the outrages coming out of Washington. Yeah. And we can cover Elon Musk's attempt to take over the government. And the only thing I think that's going to stop him is if Trump finally realizes that Elon's getting all the credit, or, you know, Elon's pissing off voters.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what I keep saying. Just get loud. This isn't a time to get quiet. It's a time to get louder. And you do that all the time and fight the good fight. We're so excited to see you again.
Yes.
We got to make this a regular thing.
Here.
We got, because I would never mute your mic so only I could talk. I think
that's my dream was a nightmare, Stephanie.
I think it's a dream about how awesome I am and how really only I need to talk anyway.
Oh, God.
Okay. We all know that.
I love you, Robin Opkarian, LA Times. Because we said this, you know, when all this stuff is going on. We actually mentioned you back when. I said, I don't want to punish all the great writers like Robin Opkarian and Michael Hiltzik. And there's individual journalists doing great work. And, you know, while I understand Harry Littman and, you know, Jennifer Rubin, you got to do what you got to do in terms of your own conscience. But there's a lot of y'all in the trenches doing great work. So,
and now we're trying to decide whether we should take the buyouts or not, because they've offered up to a year's pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, got to go talk to the financial planner. But the other thing is,
I'm tempted for myself. I'm tempted to say, take the buyout and come tell fart jokes with me in my basement. But on the other hand,
totally tempting.
Journalism or democracy dies in darkness, or whatever the Washington Post said before they said we love Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's important.
Democracy is dying in broad daylight, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll say. Love you, Robin. See you soon.
Thanks,
hey,
Robin.
Stephanie, thank you.
All right, bye, honey.
So good to see you. Bye.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bright Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
Right? This is people like Robin fighting the good fight in those trenches, just saying. If you've been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters, now is the time to join Freedom From Religion Foundation. Is a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence. If you would like to, you know, put your finger in the dike of Christian nationalism for
don't
a little while longer.
That.
Stop that. Please don't do that again.
You know what? I don't know what you two were talking about.
I'm not the
boss
of you anymore.
I was making a perfectly valid point about holding back The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, you and your short nails.
Take something beautiful and make it dirty. What? It's easier to plug the dike if you have short...
Oh, my God. Please stop it.
The dike
please,
of fascism.
Please stop.
Okay, listen.
Stop it.
Okay. All I'm saying is it's time to go to ffrf.us/Miller. Or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511 and become a member today. Together we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberty. Liberty. Like never before. Text fees may apply.
That's the craziest thing I've heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Well, you know, I'm a flexible gal, if you've listened to me. Flexibility is important to me in how and when I get tasks done for my workday. With Stamps.com, tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, or documents and packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time, like focusing on the important parts of the business that only you can do. Stamps.com handles all of your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell products online. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility in your life with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com, code is Stephanie.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Federal Election Commission filings by multi-billionaire and quasi-Trump cabinet member Elon Musk show that he and his company spent at least $288 million in the 2024 election cycle, even more than expected. We reported last October that Musk poured millions into his America PAC, offering a borderline legal $47 bounty for referring unregistered voters to a website collecting personal contact information. Open Secrets reports that Musk poured $118 million into the PAC just between July and October 2024. Musk coughed up another $20 million to fund the RBG PAC, funding misleading advertising suggesting Justice Ginsburg agreed with Trump on abortion. In October, Musk contributed another $925,000 to a Trump PAC, Trump 47 Campaign Committee Incorporated. Musk filings show that contributions in $10,000 increments flowed to most state GOP committees around the country, many payments coming in late October. Curiously, the most recent filing shows Musk put another $45 million into the America PAC after the election, perhaps to make donations to the Trump Inaugural Fund or begin funding the 2026 midterm cycle. Find links to the FEC and Open Secrets data for even more Musk contributions at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Stephanie Miller. Just like Friday.
Baya, yeah. Mm-hmm. Robin Carrion, fantastic.
Love
LA
her.
Times. Yeah. Aaliyah said, all those websites and databases you funded with your tax dollars, they're being wiped clean right now, tossing out years of research and millions of dollars. It's a modern-day book burning, except they're destroying the original copies. Mm-hmm. That's why people like Robin and Charlie Pierce are so important right now. All of the truth tellers in whatever form you're doing it. You know, Jim Acosta went to Substack.
Yep.
Just please support all of these people because we're going to have to do this ourselves. We've got to stop bitching about mainstream media and just do it. Just put the truth out there in as many, you know, forums as you can. Dara said all those both sides are the same folks are super quiet right now. P.S. Nobody wants to hear from you, so keep being quiet. Thank you. And one last one. Steve Bannon, who's Rachel Maddow's guy, said last week Republican Representative Andy Ogles unveiled a proposal to allow Trump to run for a third term. Mm-hmm. This week, prosecutors withdrew from Ogles' criminal investigation. That's quite a coincidence. I mean, the corruption is through the charts, and there's so much going on, they figure we can't pay attention to all of
right.
it at once. But, you know, as Robin O'Carrion said, people are doing people like her are doing a pretty good job, you know, like she was saying, like walking and chewing gum. For instance, Marie in Atlanta, my, right?
Legal lady.
Yeah. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Steph. Thanks for taking my call. And badass Bella, welcome to the crew.
Thank you. Badass Bella. She the baby.
I just wanted to point out, I'm coming to realize that the Nixon situation, that was just like the trial run because mm-hmm. these Doge kids, mm-hmm. they're basically the White House plumbing unit 2.0.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of tapping phones, which was the technology of that day, they're tapping into our financial systems.
At least those guys felt the touch of a woman, Bella. These are a bunch of incel weirdos.
They spend their time on Reddit. They need to touch grass as well as a woman.
Yeah.
Go outside.
She's a delight. Uh-huh. Go outside. Touch, see a leaf. Do something. Touch grass. Jesus. Touch a woman. Okay.
Or I don't think women want them to touch
a man or anything.
No, and that's why they have it.
Touch another carbon-based life form. Just do it. Weirdos. 29 minutes after the hour. Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Early voting begins today for the spring primary. We've got primaries here in the city of Madison for three common council districts, District 9, District 10, and District 12. Statewide, there's the primary race for the Department of Public Instruction. In all races, voters will narrow down the field to two candidates for the April 1st election. The primary is February 18th. And love is in the air. We're a week and a half out from Valentine's Day. Derek Tritz tells the story of Valentine's coming to people at Stevens Point Health Services.
The Central Wisconsin Nursing Home began their third annual Valentine's Day Challenge on January 7th, inviting everyone from NFL teams, watercolor artists, and everyone in between to send in their best Valentine's Day cards. The challenge originally started as a way to help residents with loneliness during the holidays, according to the nursing home's life enrichment director, Becky Rossman.
Some residents don't have families, and sometimes the holidays can be kind of sad for them. And they said it would be nice to reach out to people to have them share a positive message. And then we're like, hey, let's ask for Valentine's Day. And then it's just been building and building and building.
Last year, the residents at Stevens Point Health Services received over 3,000 Valentine's Day cards, spanning 45 states and even countries abroad.
Last year, we received cards from Germany, Brazil, and Australia. So the residents are really learning the power of the internet and social media and how messages can travel.
Despite receiving a card from the Baltimore Ravens, they have yet to receive one from the Green Bay Packers.
The nursing home has now gotten nearly 100 cards, but they're accepting them all the way until Valentine's Day. But they're not the only ones. Nursing homes all over Wisconsin could use some love. If you'd like to help out, you can reach out to one near you. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and chilly today, with high temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds knocking us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media and WGBW rock star Nikki Zerjav and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Congress created this agency with the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961. And if you want to change it, you got to change that law. It is a matter of statute. It's a matter for Congress to deal with, not an unelected billionaire oligarch named Elon Musk. Thank you. And Elon, if you want to run AID, get nominated by Trump and go to the Senate, and good luck in getting confirmed.
Thank you. Representative Jerry Conley, yep. Great yesterday. Yeah, we were talking to Frank Fucosi about this. Hillary by her emails people, several Elon Musk's associates, that's what they're calling the tech dude bros, Bella, that have never felt the touch of a woman.
Great.
The 20-year-olds.
At least they got a title. That's so great. Yay.
They installed at the Office of Personnel Management have received unprecedented access to federal human resources databases containing sensitive personal information for millions of federal employees. A new server being used to control these databases has been placed in a conference room that Musk's team is using as their command center. That's the 20-year-olds with your Social Security numbers.
Yep.
This is a legal requirement that the installation of a new server undergo a privacy impact assessment, a formal process to, you know, ensure there's not security vulnerabilities. So this application and corresponding hardware are illegally operating, according to one expert. And it's this is what, by the way, so Ezra Klein wrote a piece
Urza?
That
Urza?
Urza, as I call him. Uh-huh. 11 billion people have sent me. But he just said, look closely at the first 2 weeks of Trump's second term. You'll see something very different than what he wants you to see. See what just happened in this tariff war where he caved like the giant see that he is, the ridiculous buffoon. This is what, you know, it's all a lot of chaos and noise. But, you know, when there's an outcry, like the spending freeze, he rescinds it immediately. He backs down immediately. But he was quoting Steve Bannon. He said, if you want to understand the first few weeks, listen to what Steve Bannon said. This is in 2019. The opposition party is the media, and the media can only, because they're dumb and they're lazy, they can only focus on one thing at a time. All we have to do is flood the zone. Every day we hit them with three things. Well, at this point, it's more than three things.
Yeah.
They'll bite on one, and then we get all our other stuff done. Bang, bang, bang. These guys will never be able to recover. We've got to start with muzzle velocity. And that's exactly what we're experiencing, right? And this is while they're over there looting the Treasury.
Yep.
Because we're, you know, still disgusted by his DEI plane comments and whatever else, right? I mean, it's all... So I think that's the challenge is what to focus on, because that's what they want us doing is just going, being overwhelmed. That's why we need love. Bill writes, sexy liberals, your DC show was simply hilarious. Get some rest, come out swinging. That's what we've done.
Yeah.
Look at Jody. She's all well rested, happy, clappy. Look at her. She's back. She's back, bitches. Jody, your everyday expertise and humor will be missed so much. Enjoy your individual liberty. Looking forward to seeing you in your new role soon. And then, bam, there she is. Hold on. Hold, please. I've been holding mail for you. You know how it is when someone moves and you get their mail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lori says, subject line, Jody Hamilton. Steph, can you please tell Jody in fourth grade, we were supposed to write a letter to a celebrity using a former letter style. I wrote to Carol Burnett. I was the only student in class to receive a response.
Aww.
Ms. Burnett wrote that she had daughters around my age. Her letter was so kind.
Aww. Mom's very good at writing people back.
Is she writing a note right there? Is she writing a note right there? I have a note right there. Carol Burnett wrote that. Okay.
So weird. Oh, my God.
That's the best I've ever done at conversation.
My mom was looking over my shoulder for a year and a half.
Right,
so.
Yeah, right there.
Because I'm creepy.
Yeah. Did you see the giant picture of me?
Oh,
sister?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the most I've ever put a sentence together in front of Carol Burnett. Okay.
Did you begin crying?
A little bit.
The first time mom called in, yes.
Yes,
did.
A little
cried.
Yes. Yes, of course I cried. Don't be ridiculous. Okay.
It's her idol. It's
this
her
is
idol.
Right.
Representative Johnny, somebody I can't pronounce, from Maryland.
Ozeski.
Furrier.
Yeah.
Hopharar.
Furf.
Sure.
The U.S. Constitution is clear. It gives Congress the power of the purse, which is a critical check on executive abuses just like this. It's also a reflection of our founding fathers' desires to prevent a monarchy. Mm-hmm. We will do all that we can in Congress, but we need you, America, to listen and to act, because today it's USAID. Tomorrow it's our health care, it's Social Security, It's our livelihoods. It's our freedoms.
Yeah. Thank you. By the by, is this there's actually an actual reporter on Fox News. What's her name? Jennifer Griffin. Is she going to get fired soon? She's the chief national security correspondent. She spoke to the former USAID head about Elon Musk's gutting of the decades-old International Development Agency. Griffin reported that she confirms 50 top USAID officials removed were removed. Dodge teams forced their way into the USAID offices this weekend. This is our gift to our enemies and competitors. This pause is not a pause. It's the destruction of the agency, she said. 2 weeks ago, I was combating diseases. We had 21 serious outbreaks at the time worldwide. There are serious now. An Ebola outbreak in the capital of Uganda. Bird flu has broken out in 49 countries. Our efforts to contain them have all been shut down. We were on the verge of ending HIV, TB, and malaria. This has all ended with this pause. It is a gift to our enemies and competitors. Well, that interview happened on Fox News. So, it feels like, you know, in initial polling and just, you know, interviews and whatever, that there is, it's, you know, the top search being people who regret they voted for Trump, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can quantitate. I'm sure, I don't know if the polling, you know, what the... Because it's only been 2 weeks,
right.
So I don't know if it's kicked in yet entirely.
We tried to warn them.
We did. Oh, we did try to warn you.
We did.
You were warned. We tried to tell you.
We tried to tell them.
Yeah.
We did.
Thank you, Bella.
You were warned. We tried to tell you. You were warned. Now deal with it.
Okay, this is another edition of... But is that legal? Musk sues major brands for not advertising on X. Can you? I don't understand.
You can't do that.
Is this what comes of, like, these companies that would have won these lawsuits, like CBS or ABC, backing down to Donald Trump?
Sure.
That Elon Musk just thinks he has the same, that he can sue people for not... He broadened a lawsuit. He broadened an existing lawsuit to include several major brands, accusing them of illegally boycotting... Wow, we should do this. Let's sue a bunch of people that don't advertise here. Just
yeah. McDonald's.
Yeah, GM, you're on our list.
Yeah, we see you. What the actual F, right?
Yeah.
Like this. Elon Musk accused an ex-user of committing a crime for listing the names of his, you know, tech dude bros who helped Musk access the U.S. Treasury payment system. So obviously, that's caused some alarm. Broligarchs, don't get to that.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee tweeted, "Broligarchs don't get all access pass to America's most sensitive info." In response, one user shared the names of the techies on the ground helping Musk. Musk himself said, "You have committed a crime." How's that a crime?
Doing what? He didn't dox them?
Saying who the... Right.
They were just named.
I think American taxpayers have a right to know.
Absolutely.
I agree. What 20-year-old broligarchs have access to our Social Security numbers and our right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay. Okay. How about this one? One last one.
Uh-oh.
I have a very musky staff now.
I'm sorry.
So musky.
You know, some Lysol will take care of that.
Yeah. Will Trobigon take care of my musky scent? Trump repeated a baseless accusation to just. This is what happens with the lies. They just double and triple down to justify the Elon Musk takeover of the federal government and freezing of programs like USAID, claiming the U.S. government was sending $50 million to Gaza for condoms. Except this time, he doubled the price tag. This is what they do. Okay. You know what? Daniel Dale is just going to... He's going to lose the will to live. It's because, like, fact-checking doesn't matter. Even when they get fact-checked, they're like... Right. So, blah, blah, blah. The actual financial records fail to show evidence for anything remotely in the ballpark of... What's the fembot's name? Caroline Leavitt.
Leavitt,
what is she? Yeah. She's 27. Jesus. Doesn't she look like a fembot?
She does.
She could be your granddaughter.
Shut up. there's nothing, the actual financial records, there's anything remotely in the ballpark of Leavitt's claim. There was a similar amount spent for contraceptive health worldwide, but nothing to Gaza and no condoms sent anywhere in the Middle East. That didn't stop Trump supporters like Jesse Waters Fox News from repeating the claim. Trump himself cited the unfounded number again last week and added a new element, claiming that condoms were being used by Hamas to make bombs.
What in a condom allows you to make a bomb?
Trump made
the comments in response to a... Like you don't know. He made the comment in response to a reporter's question about why it was important for Musk to have access to the payment systems at Treasury. And Trump said, well, he's got access only to letting people go that he thinks are no good if we agree with him. And it's only if we agree with him. He's a very talented guy from the standpoint of management and costs. And so we put in charge of seeing what he can do with certain groups and certain numbers. The numbers, I mean, some of the numbers are horrible, what he's found. $100 million in condoms to Musk. This is what he does. He just makes stuff up. So not only do we not send $50 million of condoms, now it's $100 million. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of condoms, by the way. And I say that as
that's a lot.
Lady that's never even used one. But okay.
Not even in the parking lot of KBC?
Nothing happened in the parking lot of KBC except makeout session.
Ooh, steamy.
Pam in New Hampshire.
Oh, there's a story.
Oh, yeah. Don't drag Bella into mommy's past. Pam in New Hampshire. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi. Riley Gaines is finding out because her husband's getting deported and she spent tens of thousands of dollars. He's getting deported back to England. So good for her.
We need a round and find out dance. Jingle something. Fuck you, Mountain Mike. Help mommy. Okay. There's going to be a new story every single day,
yes.
Isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Dear God. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Furf again. Furf. And exactly. Yes, from religion. Freedom from Religion Foundation. That's what it is. It's having indubitability from religion, essentially. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious. Jody makes it weird. It's not me.
Well.
You asked me to come back.
That's why we love her. We're back to just making things weird on Tuesdays. Okay. They stand up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. So you don't have individual liberty because you're in a community.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. 2025, the year we protect religious liberty like never before. Text fees may apply.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise. CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing it exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will, too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. That is cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. hotline right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Here are some tips from Dane County Humane Society to keep dogs safe in frigid temperatures. Keep walks short. The lower the temperature, the shorter the time spent outdoors. Remember, paw pads are skin, and they can freeze. Booties can keep a dog's paws from getting cold too quickly. Consider a pup sweater or coat, and find indoor activities to help them burn off energy. Give them mental stimulation like puzzle toys, Kongs with treats inside, hide treats around a room, or train them on a new trick. For more, visit giveshelter.org.
Stephanie Miller.
Older, and we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong?
Whee!
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it? Okay. Yeah, Jody Hamilton's home. Yay, Lassie's home.
Lassie?
I didn't follow any well. You did not. It's Chris, who said of tariffs? I'm not concerned. We might have a little short term, a little pain. People understand that.
Scrooge McDuck.
No. Oh, that was close, though. That was good. Yeah, Donald Trump just said that. That was his let him eat cake moment. Yeah. Yeah. Suck it up, everybody. Who said before the election, they aren't going to have higher prices?
Oh, Darkwing Duck.
No, it was also Mango Mussolini. Okay. Wow. This is the kind of gaslighting. There was he tweeted a Fox News clip of Mark Levin, which was titled, Democrats are shredding the Constitution.
He said,
Democrats are purposely delaying virtually all my nominees. If George Washington and Abraham Lincoln were nominated for a position, the Democrats would take it to the last moment before having to approve. Yes, Pete Hegseth and Bobby Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard, almost exactly like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Is Tulsi Gabbard really going to get in too?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is where we're at. They're putting what they know is a Russian
asset.
Which
means nobody's going to share any information with us anymore.
Like Frank Fuguzzi told us earlier today, we're in a national security crisis for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. DOJ, FBI, Tulsi Gabbard, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel. I mean, oh my God. Okay. So listen, push back, as we've been saying. Get loud, get louder. Be a citizen journalist. Call and write your representatives. Hakeem Jeffries issued a key demand on Monday as the March 14th government funding deadline approaches, saying Trump's recent federal funding freeze must be choked off as part of a bipartisan deal to keep the government open, if not sooner. I mean, he got stopped not by just a judge, but by outcry.
Yep.
And Republicans backing down. So we got to use their cowardice against them, right? Okay. Like, for instance, there's been some pushback on Fox News, Chris.
What
has happened?
Rich people don't want to lose money, and this is going to lose them money.
Is that legal?
Boobie McBooberson from Boobtown. Which Maria one? Bartiromo.
Oh.
With her side eyes.
Hi. I'm Maria Bartiromo.
She's a flounder.
She's a flounder.
She is a flounder. Her eyes are entirely too far apart.
They are.
Not to be a mean girl. But I just wanted to make Bella laugh. Okay. J.D. Vance was cornered on Fox News by the aforementioned flounder. Stop. Are you doing flounder eyes? Okay. After he claimed that his Democratic predecessors ordered the FAA not to hire white people.
Okay. What?
Even she pushed back. Bartiromo. Hello. I'm Maria Bartiromo. Said, do you have any evidence that any of those hires that were there at the control Wednesday night were DEI hires? He didn't, of course, have any of it. He said, this is not saying the person who was at the controls is a DEI hire, he said, but let's just say, first of all, we should investigate everything. Okay, so you're completely full of, is what you're and as Pete Buttigieg, no, nobody, they never said you can't hire white people.
Of course not.
That's, okay. This is just, it's such a big, stupid stack. It's bigger every day.
I'm sorry.
Trump also admitted he doesn't know if race or gender played a role in the D.C. air crash seconds after signing a presidential memo saying that DEI, blaming DEI, because he did it with a Sharpie. It must be true, right? Trump held a signing ceremony in the Oval Office for a memorandum entitled Immediate Assessment of Aviation Safety that explicitly connected the air disaster with DEI. I mean, this is the kind of gaslighting we're getting, right? Like, J.D. Vance is like, oh, dear leader, he's stopped all that. So, oh, I see. The air crash is a good thing. Now Donald Trump is in charge. This is what they're going to do, claim victory on these ridiculous trade wars where, again, how many times can we say this morning, he got the exact same deals with Canada and Mexico that Biden already negotiated.
Right.
He didn't win anything. He's the worst negotiator in the world. He's just going to bluster and bully and threaten. And this is what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine they're laughing their asses off at him? Okay. Oh, how about this? I just saved this because this is just fantastic. Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, bless his heart.
Oh. He said Trump knows aviation because he flies a lot.
What?
Oh, my God.
He said, and he's a leader, but he's saying, you know, he also knows a lot about travel. He buys planes, right?
What?
He's been flying a plane. Been flying a plane since the 80s.
He hasn't been.
He's not John Travolta.
He actually knows pilots. They become his friends. Oh God!
I know pilots. What does that
mean? He's also been in choppers constantly because the.
Oh my God. This is.
I know politicians. That doesn't mean I am a politician.
I know Dr. Redlener. I'm just going to say I'm a doctor now.
Well, didn't he say he lived near MIT?
I'm
going to
be like,
them?
Lily Tomlin now. He'd be like, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor. Piss off. I'm a doctor. Yeah. I talk to Dr. Redlener every Thursday. How am I not a doctor?
Yeah. Piss off.
You talk to lawyers on Fridays. I mean, you're all these things.
The reality show guy that's in the head, the transportation.
Sean Duffy.
Director,
right,
Sean Duffy.
Guy.
Was it his experience on Real World or the other one, Road Rules, that qualified him to be the head of transportation?
There was more transportation in Road Rules because they were in an RV.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, that's what qualified him.
There you go.
Yes. He voted against FAA funding during his first term in Congress. So. Oh, this is the other thing he's working on. Department of Transportation released a memo ordering that programs supported or assisted by the agency prioritize funding projects for communities that have above average marriage and birth rates.
What does that have to do with anything?
Right.
Well, he has 9 children, so I guess, yes.
I'm one of 11, so what?
The oddly specific requirement, as he said, it's focused on economic growth, something, something.
It's no sense.
No.
No, it does. It does not make any sense. 11 children, Jody. My
dad had 11 children.
Your dad was a producer. That's
in many
sure.
ways. In many, many ways.
Jody Hamilton, you can see her on the Bob Seska Show every Thursday, sexyliberal.com, and you'll see you next Tuesday.
She just likes saying that. She just likes saying
that. See you next Tuesday, Jody.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our old friend Luke Mathers. Join us for that, and what's worse?
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Robert F. Kennedy has gotten the thumbs up from the Senate Finance Committee. Louisiana Republican Bill Cassidy, a doctor, was at first skeptical of his vaccination stance, but ended up backing him in committee. The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote today on Tulsi Gabbard's Director of National Intelligence nomination. The trade war between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada has been stalled for a month, but 10% tariffs are now in place on Chinese-made goods. Could President Trump be thinking the same thing for products made in the European Union? Possibly, says ABC Business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
Think olive oil, cheese, wine, chocolate, the list goes on. We import more than we export to the EU. And he is upset that that there's not that balance.
China retaliated against the tariffs by slapping a 15% tariff on U.S. goods. The flight data recorder from that plane that collided with a helicopter over the Potomac, killing 67 people, is now being analyzed. This is ABC News. Your news.